And yes, I have decided to change theme songs. I'm sick of this one. Can I tell you? I'm sick of this one. So I'm going to do something different starting whenever Todd Brody gets off his half moons and puts it together. Todd is our production guy at WBEN, and I love him. I've worked with him for like 30 years, and we insult each other ruthlessly, without mercy, without cessation, which is the hallmark of a healthy relationship. Anyway, thank you so much for being a part of my day. Hopefully, I'm part of yours. And what we're talking about today, this part of the program, and I'm going to switch gears probably in a little bit, but I'm not picking on Francina Spoth, okay? I'm sure she's a wonderful lady. I probably have met her somewhere along the way, but whenever I get a letter, because I live in the village of Williamsville, whenever I get a letter on green paper from Francina J. Spoth, Amherst Town Clerk, I know that my wallet is going to be made considerably lighter by the opening of that envelope. And today, the school tax bill came. So before I came on the air, I had the pleasure of writing a check for, I'm sorry, sending a payment for $3,111.80. And, you know, we had, I'm kind of curious, what do you get dinged for your school taxes? What are you getting dinged? How much are you paying? Tell us a little bit about your property, your house, the acreage you have, et cetera. And how much are you getting dinged? My dear lady, she gets dinged about twice the amount I get dinged. So apparently we are suckers for well, she's got a big house, and I've just got this one. So anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And kind of a follow-up to something we talked about yesterday, and that is what should schools be teaching and what should they throw away? Personally, I see no use at all for cursive writing. I don't even know how much time we spent on cursive writing in elementary school, but to me, it's a thing of the past. It is a thing of the past. You know, make it an elective, but they should be teaching kids how to manage credit, how to manage money, how to invest, how to find out what it is they want to do with their lives. I think that, and this has been a recurring theme on the program, I think that this one-size-fits-all educational model is a bunch of hogwash, because some people, guess what? Some people have no use for English. Some people have no use for Shakespeare, but they're going to make great electricians and plumbers and carpenters and people who can fix stuff and build stuff. And that's what we need. And we need to have that approach. So they do that approach in Germany. At least they used to. I'm pretty sure they still do. And the other thing, too, that always gets me is foreign languages. I'm sorry, but do they not understand in the educational bureaucracy that the earlier you start a kid with a foreign language, the better the kid is going to speak the foreign language instead of waiting until middle school? I'm not sure how many districts around here teach foreign languages at an early age, but waiting until somebody's in seventh or eighth grade just seems so incredibly counterproductive. Like, why bother? You should have been doing this from kindergarten on. 803-0930. And of course, for a lot of students in some districts now, the foreign language would be English. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What are you getting dinged for your school taxes? Okay, what are you getting dinged? And do you think it's a fair amount? Is it an unfair amount? I think mine is high. I'm not going to lie. For the house that I have, I think it's very high, actually. I would say $2,000 I could live with. $3,100, that's a little much. That's a little much. This is not exactly I'm not exactly going to go home to stately Wayne Manor every day. Geez, what do you think Bruce Wayne's property taxes were? Now, if he lived in Tennessee or if he lived in New York, it would make quite the difference. And those of you in real estate, We've had a real estate person call in saying people were buying a house from out of town and they couldn't believe taxes in Hamburg. Wait, what do you say, $7,000 a year? And that was just what, the school taxes? That has got to be some kind of a shock for people coming into Western New York. And it used to be that our real estate prices were so low that people could justify the higher property taxes. Okay, well, you're building equity in the home and you get the tax write-off, da-da-da-da-da. But the real estate prices aren't exactly a bargain around here anymore. Not like they used to be. Compared to the rest of the country, yes. Compared to the way they used to be here, no. I'd love to hear from some real estate people. How much of a turnoff are the taxes in general? And I'm kind of surprised we've not heard from anybody in a different state who pays an absolutely low amount in school taxes. Let me give you the phone number, 803-0930. That's 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. What did you get dinged for your school tax this year? A lot of you are beating me, I'll tell you that much. You're soundly defeating me, especially those of you in the country, like the Route 16 territory. You guys are getting boned, not in a good way. Here's Jerry in Alden on WBEN. Jerry, hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My taxes are in Alden are $3,247 before STAR. But the comment I want to make, that's gone up. It just seems like it was just not too long ago they were in the close to $2,000. But my comment is more from attending a public meeting on the school bus situation and the plans. I had last year talked to the school superintendent about the incoming or the state mandate of electric buses. And at that time, he said we're going to go from buying buses in the $100,000 range to $300,000. At this public meeting recently that was attended by our school district plus the transportation director from Frontier, he mentioned that the buses, the electric bus anticipated cost is now $500,000 each.
Oh, my goodness.
And I believe, if my memory serves me, that the state mandate got set, I believe, 2025, but perhaps it's longer.
Well, this whole push toward electric vehicles, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. I'm just so, if you want to buy an electric vehicle, you go ahead and buy one. If you want to buy a fossil fuel vehicle, you ought to be able to buy a fossil fuel vehicle.
Well, when this hits from New York State, according to the speakers, they'll be, all of a sudden, abruptly, they'll be no longer buying diesel buses. So whatever new buses are ordered at this time have to be the expensive electric.
Do you ever get the feeling this country is going to hell and nobody can do anything about it? Like this country is doomed. You ever have that feeling?
Yes, I do.
Like we're being run by a bunch of idiots who have this social agenda and this climate agenda, and the rest of us are going to pay the price while they fly around in their private planes.
The other thing is, supposedly in our town, if we get electric buses, we'd have to add 3 substations for charging.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I don't want to get too far into the electric bus issue because that's kind of, we're getting off target here. But describe your property tax bill is what again? Your school tax.
$3,247.
And what kind of a spread do you have? How many bedrooms? How many baths? How many acres?
I have three bedrooms and I have a couple lots.
Well,
say an acre and a half or so.
Jerry, do you think that you pay a fair amount, or do you think you're being taken over the coals?
Well, if it wasn't for STAR, I'd feel I'm taken over the coals. And I wonder how long we'll, with what the state's happening, I wonder how long we'll have STAR.
But see, there comes a point. I mean, this state is hemorrhaging population already. And frankly, it seems like they're trying to drive everybody out of New York State, which would, by the way, reduce New York State's carbon emission dramatically.
Well, we're going to be hit with bigger school taxes next year, maybe some other districts, because of the driver's shortage, bus driver's shortage. We're going to 84 capacity buses. They're too big for the bus garage, so we have to increase the bus garage. And the load on school buses has increased because now they have 3 years of preschool being picked up by buses, even though they may live right down the street from school.
I think the world's gone crazy. I really think that we're being besieged by madness, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Right. I thank you kindly for the phone call. Good luck to you. Without getting into the weeds of specific districts, what are you getting socked for your school tax bill, and do you think it is fair? But what are you getting socked? I got $3,100 out the door today. And what sucks is just when you think that you've got a little bit of breathing room, just when you think, hey, maybe I can get a vacation in. Oh, never mind. Goodbye vacation. Hello, school taxes. It sucks. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So did you get your school tax bill? And how badly are you getting screwed? Just out of curiosity, let's go to the very expensive neighborhood in Florida. Arthur is in Marco Island, Florida. If you don't mind hurricanes, it's a really fancy place to be. Or as we would say in Buffalo, a fancy place to be. You're on WBEN, Arthur. Now, you might be a special exception in that you live in a very, very high-class area.
I don't know if it's...
Marco Island. If you're living in Marco Island, you're doing okay, pal.
Okay. No, I mean, we have a regular, like a modest home down here. It's older. It's not one of these fancy places. But, I mean, when you were talking about, I guess, your $3,100 bill for your school tax, I mean, I moved here from the Amherst School District not too long ago, and we were paying about that for school taxes in a house that had a much lower property value. I mean, our property value down here is probably like triple of what we had in New York, and our school tax bill, well, it's all rolled into the one bill for the entire county, is like $2,300 for the school.
So even in Marco Island, Florida, you can get away with $2,300 in school taxes. And
that
tell
is
me
correct.
Something. And the schools still are open, and the teachers still teach, and the students come out able to read, write, and do arithmetic, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So how come you can get away with paying so little and we pay so much? What are the reasons?
I just don't know if it's, thinking about like economy of scale or something like that, because the district is the entire county. So it's 50,000 students.
So in other words, you don't have the Kenton District, the Williamsville District, the Cheektowaga-Sloan District, the Maryvale District, the Cheektowaga Central District, with all of the bureaucracies, layers of bureaucracies and superintendents.
That's the only thing that I can really kind of think of, is basically it's the entire county, which is huge. And, like growing up in Western New York, you always used to hear like, Buffalo, it's a big district and all the other stuff. But I mean, you look at like the entire county is like 2,300 square miles. It's massive.
Right. I'm sorry, we have that cell phone overlap. I apologize. I'm not trying to be rude, my love. I'm sorry. But you still get police protection. Like, if you called 911, you're still going to get a response within a reasonable amount of time.
Correct, yes. Well, on Marco, very fast. Anywhere in the county is pretty quick. And then, City of Naples is very different. That's more high class than Marco.
So, were you down there for the hurricane a year ago?
Yes, I was.
How bad did you get knocked?
Not that bad. We ended up not being able to leave because we waited too long, and the road and everything kind of flooded. But our house, basically, the water was 1 inch from coming into the house. It was a bit spooky.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, I wouldn't have slept that night.
Listen, after that, I mean, I've gone through blizzards, you know, after, you know, living 50 years in Western New York. I would go through a blizzard before I would go through a hurricane again.
No, that's a ballsy statement, my friend. Ballsy statement. Who's playing piano in the background?
Oh, that's my wife. That's Nori. You've talked to her a lot of times. She was we're the world travelers.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wasn't sure if it was a piano or a harpsichord, or perhaps we'd been transported in time to some Baroque ball through a time, you know, through a wormhole in the time-space continuum. But here's one question I have to ask you. Okay, so sure. You're paying a little over $2,000 a year in property taxes. Is that not sucked?
Just for the school, my overall tax bill is just about $5,000.
Okay, overall $5,000, which frankly
overall
would be
five, and that's for like an $800,000 house.
You want to trade? You want to trade? Because okay, so but here's the thing: are you being screwed with your homeowner's insurance as well as your auto insurance? So in other words, you're not paying as much in taxes, but the insurance companies, they're going to come after you.
Yeah, homeowners down here is a little bit ridiculous. Western New York was relatively inexpensive for, you know, basically, here's the way you've got to look at it, though. There's regular, like, homeowners, which just basically covers a general loss, like, I don't know, a fire or something like that. Those rates are pretty comparable to, like, replace a house for that. But then you have to throw in, like, hazard insurance and flood insurance. And, that's almost about $10,000 a year.
Oi!
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Opposed to probably just like, you know, just a little over $1,000 or something to replace your house. You've got to throw all this other stuff onto it. So,
and how about your auto insurance?
I shop around a lot. I've been able to keep it kind of comparable to what we were paying in New York.
Well, yeah, you got to shop around because rate creep happens with homeowners and with automobile policies. Once they've got you as a customer, they think that you're never going to shop around, and you do, and you end up switching. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. So he's further ahead with the taxes, but the homeowner's insurance? Are you kidding me? $10,000 homeowner's insurance? Like, you're better off being here with the taxes. Or are you? Is there a happy medium place? Like, how come nobody's calling from Tennessee or Kentucky? Your phones don't work? I mean, you bad cell service? What's the deal? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Bowerly with you. News coming up with Tom Puckett, and then after that we'll take more of your telephone calls when you hear Tom slide into commercials at the bottom of the hour. That's when you'll know it's a good time to call. News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, it is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Loves talking about, your school tax bill. You get your school tax bill yet? How bad you get socked? I got $3,100, $3,111 to be exact, which I think is, frankly, a bit ridiculous. But on the other hand, I ain't paying $10,000 a year for home insurance, I'll say that much, or homeowner's insurance, as the case may be. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go first up to Kim, who's calling from Oneida, Tennessee. I was wondering when I was going to start hearing from the volunteer state. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Yes, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller. We are on the Tennessee-Kentucky border here. I have a little under an acre. I have a three-bedroom, two-bath ranch house, and combined property taxes and school taxes, I pay $860 a year.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, sir.
$860 a year? Okay, are there any hidden costs, like with homeowner's insurance or auto insurance?
No, we pay pretty much what we were paying in Buffalo. We lived in Kenmore for property and car insurance and all that, pretty much,
so
even
less,
with what we were paying there.
less than $1,000 a year. So I guess the question next would be, how come you are paying $860 a year and people around here are paying like multi-thousands of dollars? What's the difference?
Well, I have a theory. I think that the politicians up there are very greedy, and I think the governor's out of control. That's one of the reasons we moved here. I still love Western New York. I listen to your show whenever I can. I have family and friends there, but just can't afford to live there anymore.
Well, you know what?
I don't want to get off on a tangent, but the laws and the cost of living just pushed us out of the state.
Well, I mean, cost of living is going to be a factor anywhere. I mean, it has been for some strange reason since 2021 with inflation rates through the roof. But as far as the I'm stunned at how little you are paying. You do have schools and a police department and fire departments,
yes,
in the area where you live.
Yes, sir. We have two fire departments here. We have a police department and a sheriff's department. I'm in Scott County, so we have two high schools and an elementary and a middle school. And
so
the one high school is aligned with a vocational school. Like, they teach farming and mechanics and all that right there as well.
Oh, well, see, they're doing it right, and yet they're doing it so much more cheaply than we're doing it here in New York State. I mean, I'd like to know more details about why you can do it so cheaply and we are not. Okay, let me ask you this. The price you paid for your home, did you overpay? Was it through the roof?
No, sir. No. We bought it 2.5 years ago. We got it for... I want to say it was like $6,000 less at asking price. It wasn't in horrible shape, but it needed a little bit of love, which my husband and I are very handy. So we've put a little bit of money into it and made it beautiful. And I mean, it's a small community. It's a rural community. There's not a whole lot of the town I live in, but we're only an hour from Knoxville. So...
Well, yeah. See, I don't know. We all have different things that we like to do in our downtime, and I like to be where the action is, or at least where my kind of action is anyway.
Right.
I wouldn't want to have to drive into Knoxville every time I needed groceries or every time I wanted to see a live band.
Well, we do have like small stores here in town and restaurants, and then to go over to Kentucky, it's only like 50 minutes, but you make lists. You prepare, and you when you make those trips. But I mean, it's a slower pace of life here. People are very friendly, and not that I love Western New York. It was my home for 56 years, so I just cheaper here, budget friendly.
New York State chased you out because you could no longer afford to live here, and part of that was the property taxes and the school taxes.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
We were paying over $6,000.
Oh, that's absurd. That's absurd. Yeah. Thank you. Well, of course, and again, if I added my property taxes into it, I'm pretty sure I could compete with that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's go to our next caller, 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Paul in Williamsville. Paul, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Similar to you, I live in the village, and on top of the school tax that I pay, as well as the county tax, we also, as you probably know, have to pay the village tax.
Of course.
And I've been trying to find out. I actually called the village a couple of months ago to find out what extra we get for the village tax. And everything that they sent me would be what anybody could get. Anybody that lives outside the village that comes into the village would still have the same benefits. So I still don't know, and I don't know if you would know. That's one of the main reasons I was calling when you started talking about taxes, is what do we get for what we pay in Williamsville for the additional village tax? Because
you get the Hawk Light on Main Street.
Yeah, they're great.
You get the Hawk Light on Main Street. But they, as I recall, about 15 years ago, there was a referendum in the village. Should the village be done away with and simply absorbed into the town of Amherst? And it was voted down, obviously, because we still have the village of Williamsville. But, I mean, look, I can't answer that question because, I mean, we get plowing, but Amherst gets plowing. We have police protection. Amherst has police protection. We use the Amherst Police Department. We have several fire companies within a very short distance of where you live, I'm sure. So I'm not exactly sure the benefits of being in the village as far as benefit to the taxpayer per dollar paid. And maybe it's time to revisit the idea of doing away with the village and just amalgamating into the town of Amherst.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking is because everything that they sent me a long list, and everything on that list could easily be absorbed. I mean, they've had garbage. Like, so if we didn't pay the taxes of the village of Williamsville and we were part of the town of Amherst, the rest of Amherst gets their garbage picked up. You know,
yeah, like, well, I mean, the contract, I believe the village has a contract with Modern Disposal.
Sure.
And they come along and pick up the garbage and the recycles. And I'm not exactly sure what good I'm doing with recycling because I'm pretty sure it all just ends up in the same landfill, but that's another story for a different day. So what else was on their list of things that you get as a benefit of living in the village as opposed to doing away with the village?
Cloud sidewalks. Which I don't know if you're in the village.
Okay. We gotta talk about that. I could count on one hand the number of times my sidewalk has been plowed in 20 years living here.
Exactly. Mine's never been plowed. I do it myself. And whether they do the ones on Main Street, that's fine. But I know I went to the soup stroll in February, and the first thing that most people were commenting is, they knew this event was going on and people are going to be walking up and down Main Street visiting these restaurants. You think they would have plowed the sidewalks. They were ice covered and not plowed at all unless the business, I think, did it themselves. And so
yeah.
I don't everything on that list. I ended up, I don't know if you're in the Village of Williamsville Facebook page, but I posted it on there, you know, just to see if anybody else could. And everybody else was like, yeah, this is a good question. So, like, if you're on that, you could probably go back a little ways and look at the list, because I posted the list that was faxed to me by the village, and I kind of laughed at it when I got the list, because there's not one thing on the list that we wouldn't have gotten if we lived 100 yards outside the village.
Yeah, you know, it's not like anybody's going to lose their job because they're going to need extra manpower with the Amherst Highway Department, so you transfer the Williamsville guys to Amherst.
Yeah, and like, I mean,
you raise an excellent point. I wonder if the people in the Hamburg and East Aurora and the other villages in the area, I wonder if they have the same questions because you're paying more in taxes. I mean, is it a prestige thing to say, well, we live in the village?
Yeah, And when we were looking to move, I'm originally from Williamsville, moved away. I was living in East Amherst. And then I came back into the village about 6-7 years ago, and we were looking inside, outside the village. You just wanted to be in this general area for the schools. And it just so happens the house we found happened to be within the village circle. It's not like we chose that. I mean, it's a great location. I'm not complaining. It's right by the park and everything's nice. But I'm still, like, every time I look at my tax bill, I'm like, I pay over 10 grand
Ooh.
In taxes. And that's more than what I was paying on a nicer house out in East Amherst.
Well, I hope you have plenty of lube in the house. I can say that much.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Look, I mean, I happen to like living in the village. Is it worth the extra premium? Do I believe we get tremendously extra services in the village? No, I do not. And you raise, I think, a very fair question, and I thank you very much for the call. And I wonder how those of you elsewhere in other villages feel about paying. You know, do you get anything extra for the sake of living in a village. After all, it takes a village. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What are you paying in your school taxes? I got dinged with my school tax bill today. It's not even town tax, village tax, nothing. It's just the school tax. $3,100. Bye-bye vacation. All right, we've been talking about school taxes and how badly you got dinged when you got your letter, which I'm sure you received quite recently. And if you didn't, I'm sure you will be very, very soon. What do you get dinged? And you think you're paying a fair amount? And I'd love to hear from people who are listening in places like Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas, maybe Florida, about your experiences with property taxes and school taxes that are actually somewhat reasonable. But the thing about Florida that you got to look out for is homeowners insurance through the roof, car insurance, automobile insurance. Most people have told me, not our caller from Marco Island, absolutely through the roof. So you really need to do a very careful analysis of what the actual savings or lack thereof would be if you move down to Florida. Because if you're saving $7,000 in property taxes, but you're paying $3,000 a year more in insurance, are you really further ahead of the game? I mean, only you can make that decision. I'm not sure what things are like in North Carolina, South Carolina. Did have a call from Oneida, Tennessee. Somebody's $860 a year total taxes. Seriously? So what is your situation, and you think you're getting your money's worth? And I got to tell you, I'm not exactly eating cat food here, but $3,111.80. I just feel like again, it's one of those feelings where, I don't know if I'm sure you've had this feeling in your life, where just when you start to think, hey, I've got some breathing room. I actually have some disposable money. Oh, no, I don't. Here's the tax bill. Never mind. Vacation? Nope, never mind. Not going to happen. And frankly, I think it sucks. I think it's way too much. Absolutely way too much. And the other guy brought up a really interesting point about if you live in a village, what's the point other than to say you live in the village? I don't get it. I mean, if suddenly the village of Williamsville, for example, were to be disincorporated and merged into the town of Amherst, would you notice? Because people are still going to refer to it as the village because it looks like a village. Kind of curious about these things. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If this topic has worn out its welcome, I will switch after 5 o'clock. I won't know that until after the 5 o'clock news on WBEN. I'm toying with a couple of different topics for the next hour. One is a topic that kind of came up yesterday, which was on my list of potential topics, and that is, have we in America turned into a nation of slobs? We had a caller yesterday who complained that people judged him based on the way he dressed, based on the way he looked. Unfortunately, I think that's a fact of life. And is it always fair? No. Is it always right? No. But let's put it this way. Your daughter brings home a guy who looks like he just rolled out of the mud at Woodstock, and then she brings home a guy who's in a tailored suit. Which would you rather have marry your daughter, provided the guy in the tailor suit didn't get out of, Leavenworth or Lewisburg on some charge or some conviction, actually? But have we become too casual in America? That's one topic I'm thinking about whipping out here in the 5 o'clock hour. And I'm also thinking about, I mean, as long as you're complaining about property taxes, maybe it's time to complain also about what's wrong with the medical system. But if I do that, I can't take doctors' names, hospitals' names, health insurance companies' names. The same rules have to apply, okay? Because I just cannot do that. All it's going to do is jam me up. And do you really want to jam me up? Maybe some of you do, but I'm not going to allow that. So I might actually do both topics in the next hour. It's a Friday. And like you, I'm looking forward to the weekend beginning. Everybody is working for the weekend.